Deconstructing the Coliseum, this is Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition.
When you look at Scripture, when you physically look at the book, the Bible, you are immediately, even before you open Scripture to 2 Timothy 3:16, you're going to hold initially that set of words written on paper is either truth or it is not. So if you assume that it's truth, you open the book and then you look at 2 Timothy 3:16, which says that all Scripture is God-breathed. That's circular reasoning. You know that God's word is truth by looking at His word, specifically 2 Timothy 3:16. That is circular reasoning. That is begging the question. That is all thought. All thought is circular. But the problem is when you're relying on the circular reasoning of the humanist, at some point, Lord willing, God comes in and breaks that negative chain. So here might be your humanistic thinking. The people, and you'll cite the Constitution for this, which is a bad thing to do. It's poor strategy. You'll say, quote unquote, the people claim they have authority to operate a school system because the legislature has passed laws allowing them to do so. So then, if I take that information and I drive to the state capitol and I ask them what the authority is, giving them the ability to pass laws that allow for a civil government school system, you know who they'll reference? The people. So in other words, the people claim they have authority to operate a school system because the legislature has passed laws allowing them to do so. Meanwhile, that same legislature will justify their laws allowing a civil government school system by referencing the people. Sound circular? Of course that's circular, but it's the wrong circular reasoning. The ultimate authority is God. God's word is truth. How do I know? I look at the Bible. That is circular.
Deconstructing the Coliseum, this is Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition.